Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. It's my pleasure as always. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. We got our good buddy Jeffrey Zabar is back with us, and he is, as you know, he's a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He is the Chief Home Officer, and Jeffrey is the guy who joins us every so often, every couple of weeks or so, to talk to us about what's going on in the micropreneur world, those folks who are out there laboring every day, pretty much as sole proprietors, some independent contractors, and home-based business owners, maybe even a few teleworkers out there. There actually are millions of them, and across the country. And so Jeff has his finger on the pulse on what's happening with and for those folks. Jeffrey Zabar, welcome back to the show.
Always great to be with you. Thanks for having me, as per usual.
It's good to have you back. By the way, Jeff's the author of a number of topic, including safe at home and home office. I'm on the road, so I don't have all my books, but I think that's one of them, if I remember.
You got them going.
There you go. Jeffrey, what's one of the things that I'm hoping people are seeing out there is that the economy is starting to see a little bit of movement in the right direction. Not in the news, obviously. We're not going to get any good news out of the media, but from the standpoint of the folks who are out there where the rubber meets the road, out there with their ear to the ground and their shoe leather on the pavement, are we starting to see a little bit of a turn in the economy? What do you think?
I think in many ways we are. I think that we're seeing business is, you know, certainly the economy is, there's a lot of dour news in the economy, and the macro economy is not looking good, both in the U.S. as well as on an international level. But macro doesn't feed the bulldog when it comes to Jeffrey D. Zabar, Inc. You know, certainly it can affect my clients, but I have a diverse number of clients, some of who are doing very well right now, some of whom are working in certain sectors that seem to be having strength. I have one client I just am prospecting for right now, for example, who's into coupon magazines. I mean, if you know anything, if you've read any news or heard any news of late, you know, coupons are hot. Coupons do well in this economy. And so some of the work that I'm going to be picking up is helping people put out publications targeting, or this guy put out a publication targeting that. So, you know, you have to fish where the fishing's hot, even if you think the waters are devoid of all fish. You know, there are little sweet spots in the economy right now that seem to be doing okay.
Which is one of the reasons why I tell people, and have been really all this whole century, but it's more true this year maybe than any other year this decade, and that is that it's okay to fall in love with what you do. If you make shoestrings or battleships or helicopters or whatever you sell, it's okay to fall in love with what you do, but you cannot fall in love with how you do it. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, I think that it's very much right now you have to be fluid. The economy is calling for, you know, if I was talking to somebody about this yesterday, and the fact that I'm a communicator. Okay, I went to journalism school back in the 80s. I was in journalism school. Feels so long ago now. But I went to journalism school, and ostensibly I was taught to be a journalist. What I was really taught to do is be a communicator. Okay,
right.
So last night I picked up a new client where I moderate panel discussions and webinars for him because he doesn't have a voice for it and he wants to be in the background preparing content and stuff, so I'm doing that. I write different content. I use my voice. I use my fingers to type. I love being a journalist, but sometimes what you do is not what you were raised or trained to do in the direct sense. Now, I'm not going to go out and become a shoemaker. You know, I'm not going to go out and become a cobbler. I'm not going to go out and become a plumber. But I can use the skills that I have to go into new market areas and exploit what's out there and sort of make new fields bear fruit and bear food. And that's what you really need to think about, is where are the opportunities, and be prepared to take advantage of them.
But you did January 1 saying, hey, this is the new direction I want to take my company in. It's okay to do that, and we all should do that. We all should be modifying and noticing what our businesses, you know, what our interests are, what we should be, we all should be looking to the future. But the other thing that you did was you put your finger on the pulse of the market. You took a temperature of the market, and you said, okay, what's going on here? What is the best way for me to deploy my business, my skills in 2009? And you identified what some of those opportunities were, and you applied your general skills toward that. And in 2009, that's really a critical thing to do, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And to the point that you made at the beginning, this was not something that I said on January 1. Let's go, you know, exploit a new opportunity for 2009. I mean, this is something, that I've been ramping up for years. I mean, it took me about 4 or 5 years out of journalism school to realize that, hey, you know what? I can communicate. I'm not just a writer, you know, of journalism. I can broaden my scope of work a little bit. But also, more of late, I've stayed up with some of the technology. So, for example, to bring it in, I tweeted on this. I used Twitter. Twitter.com is a service that allows you to instant message sort of among a group of people who follow you, and you put out messages. Some are stupid, but some are, you know, can be pithy.
Give them your Twitter address.
Twitter.com/chiefhomeoffice. My URL is Chief Home Officer, but you're only allowed 15 characters. So everything's a limit on Twitter, 15 characters, 140 characters. So Twitter.com/chiefhomeoffice. So I tweeted on this the other day for the couple hundred people who follow me saying, look, I'm a communicator. So I'm moderating panel discussions. I'm helping people with social media. I didn't come in January 1 and say, I'm going to do all this. This is stuff that's been building over time. And that's not just about me and not just about Jim, but about anybody who's listening, anybody who thinks that their business is this dynamic sort of life force. You know, if you want to be, you know, as they say, if you want to get what you always got, you'll do what you've always done. So if you want to expand and do more, explore, push the borders, see where you can go. More importantly, see where your customers are going, see where your market's going. Ask if they don't tell, what can I do for you today?
That's the word, Jeff. The most important word in your lexicon this year, ladies and gentlemen, is ask. It's a simple three-letter word, ask, because your customers will tell you, in 2009, your customers will tell you where you need to be deploying your resources to serve them so you can get their business. What do you think, Jeff?
Absolutely.
I mean, that's what you got to do. Hold on to that thought, Jeff. Quick break, folks. 20 till the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us. We'll be right back. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for staying with me. My website is advocate.com. I hope you'll check it out when you get a chance. You blog there, which we update just about every weekday. And you can find my newsletter there, which I'd like for you to subscribe to, because we send it to you every Sunday afternoon for free by email. Get you ready for the week ahead. We got stuff there you can read in 5 seconds. You got stuff you can listen to in 1 minute. We got stuff you can read in 2 minutes, and stuff you can listen to for 15 minutes. Whatever you like, we got stuff all the way from 5 seconds to 15 minutes, and everything in between, and on every topic under the small business sun. So I hope you'll use our website to your advantage. We built it just for you, and we're making it available without any barrier to entry. Smallbusinessadvocate.com. Jeffrey Zabar is all over our content. Well, by the way, don't forget my knowledge base too, AskJim.biz. Jeff's very well represented in helping us out there, answering a lot of questions, and we appreciate that, Jeff, very much. Jeff, your own website, chiefhomeofficer.com?
Absolutely, chiefhomeofficer.com. And the other one I'm working on right now is homeofficehighway.com for the tour that we're going to have this summer, getting back out on the road and working from the road and showing how it's done.
Will this be your third year?
This will be, well, it's funny you should say that. Formally, Home Office Highway, F-O-R-M-A-L-L-Y, formally, it's the second year. But every summer we take a road trip and we load up a minivan or the family minivan or whatever, and I work from the road with my Verizon Air card, my laptop, and the whole thing. This is the second year that we've turned it into an actual, a formal tour of sorts and gotten out on the road.
This is the inspiration for all the vacation movies, right, with Chevy Chase and everything. Is that what you're saying, Jeff?
Exactly. They stole my idea. European vacation, RV,
Vegas,
the whole thing.
All that thing. Hey, Jeff, one of the things that you were talking about earlier about the adjustments that you've made in your own business, that we're all making, really, in our businesses. Somebody on my show, and I've got to remember who said this, was on the show about a weeks ago, and he said, "Don't waste crisis." And what he was talking about was he was saying we're going through something right now. We can't call this historic, because there's always the Great Depression that we don't ever want to have to go back to, but this is a serious challenge to our economy and to our marketplace. What's going on right now? And his point was, don't waste this challenge. Don't waste this crisis. There are things you're going to learn right now. There are creative juices that you're going to get flowing. There are things that you can do. There are things you can learn, about yourself. That it takes an event like this, a scenario like this, to bring those things out. And the result, when it's all over, is going to be good. There are going to be good things to come from that. And he was just saying, don't waste this crisis. What do you think about that?
I agree. I've not thought of it that way, but you know what? There's a couple things that come to mind from that statement. First off, it'll really prove your mettle. It will prove, are you an entrepreneur? Many people are entrepreneurs now, not by choice, but because they got pink slipped and decided to do something on their own. And so you can turn a hobby into a business, go out and invest in a franchise. There's plenty of small, franchises that can, cost you several thousand, not hundreds of thousands of dollars to get started. But it proves your mettle as an entrepreneur. But also, you can make headway in a time like this, and for example, when you're trying to work on different projects and get things going that expand your brand, it's not about, Jim just doing his radio show and writing his content. It's not about Jeff just writing content for clients or writing for my blog or something like that. It's about your next wow project, that Tom Peters called it a wow project. What's going to set you apart? And with the level of potential downtime that we have and people focusing on tomorrow as opposed to, literally tomorrow as opposed to the long term, there's an opportunity to turn this crisis into something that can really, really sort of, again, set you apart from the masses. So whether it's creating a project, writing a book, tackling the crisis. I was talking to a gentleman yesterday who's a big domain on those webinars that I do, and his name's Rob Grant. He does he buys domains. He bought domains called Recession Proof Blank, so Recession Proof Jobs, recessionproofcareers.com, right. And he's created a franchise around that concept. He took what he does, which is buy domains. He bought those specific domains around the recession-proof franchise, as he calls it, recession-proof job or careers, and then he starts to monetize them because he knows people are looking. It doesn't have to be domains. It doesn't have to be writing. It doesn't have to be media. It can be whatever you do to capitalize on it and take it to the next step, because other people are worried about hand-to-mouth. You need to look longer term than just today and tomorrow.
Well, and see, you can package your products in a way. You can package products, multiple products into one product, one offering that is around a recession-proof kind of thing. I've seen restaurants doing this.
Absolutely.
Restaurants have come up with ways to entice people to come by packaging the way their food, they offer their food, so that people, and what it does is it lets customers know, hey, these guys get it, and that's the kind of people we all want to do business with, is companies who get what's going on right now.
They get it. That's exactly how it is. And then you see it all over, whether it's packaging up deals, two-for-ones. You go into your local grocery store and they're offering more couponing, more two-for-ones. What are you doing for your customers to entice them? If they're not asking, maybe you don't need to offer, but you need to ask them, what they need, what they're after. Gets back to the point of asking so that Absolutely. You know what they're after and how to best
Jeff,
serve
I gotta,
your customers.
I got to wrap it up. Thanks for being here. ChiefHomeOfficer.com, Jeffrey Zabar, thanks for being here. Good to see you. We'll talk to you next time.
Always great to be with you, Jim. Thanks for having me.
With break, stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.